Hey beautiful people, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk and inspiration on high-value women. We're diving deep into something that affects every single one of us, our mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes? Like you're juggling a million things at once, barely keeping your head above water? That's not living, honey, it's surviving. And guess what? It's totally okay to put yourself first and prioritize your mental well-being. We're going to break down some powerful strategies that will help you navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-love. Trust me, this isn't about being perfect or having it all figured out. It's about showing up for yourself with kindness and understanding, even on those days when everything feels a little chaotic. Ready to level up your mental game? Let's dive in. One of the most important things we can do is recognize the signs that our mental health needs a little TLC. Are you feeling constantly stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed? Are you struggling to sleep or focus? Maybe you're experiencing mood swings or withdrawing from activities you used to enjoy? Listen, these are all red flags, honey, and they deserve attention. Ignoring them won't make them disappear, it just allows them to fester. Now, I know what you're thinking. Riley, I'm already juggling a million things. How am I supposed to prioritize my mental health on top of everything else? Trust me, I get it. Life can feel like an endless marathon. But remember, taking care of your mind is not selfish, it's essential for your overall well-being and ability to thrive in all areas of life. Think about it this way. You wouldn't ignore a warning light on your car dashboard, would you? You know that feeling when your phone battery is running low and you frantically search for an outlet? Well, your mental health works the same way. When we're depleted, we can't function at our best. It affects everything from our relationships to our productivity. So, what can we do about it? First things first, make time for self-care activities that nourish your soul. This could be anything from taking a hot bath and reading a good book to going for a walk in nature or spending time with loved ones. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Next up, practice mindfulness. This means being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. There are tons of amazing apps and guided meditations out there that can help you get started. Don't be afraid to seek professional help if you need it. Therapists and counselors can provide valuable support and guidance as you navigate life's challenges. Remember, reaching out for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. And finally, remember to celebrate your wins. Acknowledge your accomplishments, big and small, and give yourself credit for all that you've done. Positive self-talk goes a long way in building self-esteem and resilience. Think about it. Have you ever been so engrossed in a movie or book that you completely lost track of time? That's mindfulness in action. We're not trying to escape reality, we're learning to engage with it more fully and consciously. When we bring this awareness to our daily lives, we can make more intentional choices and cultivate a deeper sense of peace. Now let me tell you about Sarah, a friend I met at a networking event last week. She's an incredible entrepreneur who juggles a demanding business with motherhood. We were talking about the importance of self-care, and Sarah shared that she started incorporating daily meditation into her routine. She used to feel constantly overwhelmed and stressed, but since making this small change, she's noticed a huge difference in her energy levels and overall well-being. She even told me that she feels more present and connected with her children now. See what I mean? Small changes can make a huge impact on our mental health. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't about being perfect or having it all figured out. It's about showing up for yourself with kindness, understanding, and a whole lot of self-love. You deserve to feel good, inside and out. So, what's one small step you can take today to prioritize your mental well-being? Maybe it's scheduling some time for a relaxing activity, practicing gratitude, or simply taking a few deep breaths throughout the day. Even these tiny gestures can make a big difference in how you feel. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using hashtag HighValueWoman. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And remember, always keep shining bright, my beautiful souls. Until next time, peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.